and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hi, I'm Andrew Stout. I'm the Group Marketing Director at Elevate.
Tell us a little bit more about Elevate and what you do there.
Yeah, Elevate is a business connectivity and network provider. We provide businesses across six of our hyper cities with, you know, business grade, hyper fast, dedicated lease lines and internet connectivity. But we also manage the Wi-Fi network and the cybersecurity for the businesses that we work with as well.
So you're doing the really important stuff. You're keeping businesses going.
Literally, yeah, that's right. Keeping them connected and making sure they stay connected, which is the most important thing.
So what does that look like from a marketing point of view?
Yeah, so it's a real challenge because, you know, every business who's got an office already has an internet connection. So we need to sort of build the awareness. We're going up against some of the biggest brands in the country, in BT, Sky, TalkTalk, etc. All the household consumer broadband names are all recognised and known. BT being obviously the biggest, what used to be a sort of the government, if you like, a national carrier, are our competitors, and we're, you know, a 200 man business based in Manchester and London, relatively smaller. So from a marketing perspective, that brand awareness and building the trust that we are, you know, on a different level in terms of the service that we deliver our customers is far greater. But of course, everyone says that. So we have a challenge where our biggest marketing challenge is building the brand so that the businesses know who we are. When our sales team speak to them and talk to them, they've heard of us, but also that they've got that trust, because moving your internet connection from BT, let's say, from a national carrier to a company that you might not have heard of a month ago is quite a big thing. And then trusting them with your whole network, your business continuity, your cybersecurity. So it's really important for us from a brand perspective as Elevate to build that awareness for businesses across our six cities. The other challenge that we have is making sure that we're targeting the right businesses. We target businesses that are on net for us. We call it on net, which is in one of the six cities that we operate. We've built our own fiber network, which are leased line fiber network, and rooftop wireless connectivity across six cities: Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Birmingham, Cardiff, and obviously London. Right. So we're targeting businesses in those cities. So obviously when you go on AdWords and someone search for a lease line, if they're not in one of those cities, yes, we can support them. We're a national provider, but we are marketing. Targeting is really focused on those six cities where we own our own network there in those cities rather than using external providers.
I think you've done a really good job there of kind of explaining why what you're doing is so challenging. I guess the next question is, so what's working then? What are you doing that's actually helping overcome those challenges?
Yes, well, we've got a really good team that obviously delivers. We've got a strategy. I think the most important thing is having a really solid, sound strategy. Yeah. And that strategy enables us to build a brand. We're a relatively new brand. We launched the Elevate brand. We renamed the business and rebranded back in November. So it's still a really new brand. And we're basically, really, for the scale and the size of who we are, what we're doing is absolutely incredible in terms of within our industry. We're very well known. So what works, we've done a lot of work in terms of our data and our CRM. So we've identified all 17,000 businesses that are in those six cities. We know exactly who they are. We're also identifying the key decision makers within those businesses. But one of the things that we don't want to be is hard selling and ramming down the neck. It's all about understanding and educating the customers to building that trust and that knowledge through the comms that we do, the email comms, through doing really good case studies that we do. So we'll take our existing customers and we'll use them and their stories and their case studies on video, which gives us fantastic content, gives us content for social media and also content for email, etc. But prospects would much rather hear from our own customers than they would from our salespeople. Right. So it just gives that really good, solid building trust and getting the message out about the good work that we do, because they believe it more from an existing customer than they do from a prospect.
You mentioned story somewhere in there. I'm interested in asking you, if I can do, about what's your story? What's your background?
Yeah, my background, I've worked in marketing all my career. Started as a very young man, back when the internet was at the very beginning.
Right.
So I started an agency called Dolphin here in Manchester back in 1998. One of the first, what we now call digital marketing agencies. Back then it was called a multimedia agency.
Right.
So we were right at the forefront of the internet as it was then. So I built the first e-commerce website for JD Sports. We worked with Laura Ashley. We developed the first iPad app in the UK App Store.
Wow.
For one of our big clients, Marshalls, a landscaping company. So I was agency side for many, many years. And then about 10 years ago, I started working more on the client side and the consultancy side, which I really, really enjoyed, working on that poacher-turned-gamekeeper, if you like. Worked for some really interesting different brands, some law firm, education businesses, etc. And also telecoms and IT. And so I joined Elevate about 5 years ago. It was middle of COVID.
Girl.
And I joined Elevate, and I haven't looked back. Really enjoyed it.
I had an argument with a few people, actually, on a kind of an online networking call that I was on a couple of weeks ago. It was people that were kind of saying, wasn't everything better in the old days? And I was kind of like, well, no, it wasn't. Because I think I'd just ordered a repeat prescription from my doctors that I'd done by going tap, 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 three taps, and it dropped through the letterbox the day after. And I'm like, years ago, I'd have to go in, you have to pick up a form, fill it in, post it through a little letterbox, and then you'd have to guess when to go back to collect your prescription, because they couldn't, there was no way of them letting you know. You'd either have to ring up or you'd have to guess as to when to go in. And I'm like, do you know what? It was kind of rubbish then, and like the tech and stuff that we've got now that we take for granted is brilliant. But what I want to ask you is there anything from, if you take it back to 1998,
mm-hmm.
internet's kind of there, but very early days, email still like, there's no email marketing in 98. Is there anything that you long for that you think, do you know what, if we could bring that back, that'd be good?
It's funny that you say there was no email marketing in 98. So I used to lecture for the Institute of Direct Marketing
right. At
Manchester Met University back in 98. Was one of the lectures that I gave was telling all these marketing managers all about this new thing that was email marketing, and everyone was blown away. They were used to spending fortunes on direct mail and sending direct mail packs and etc. out, and I showed them this email marketing platform that allowed us to send out bulk email for zero cost, no postage, and everyone was like blown away. So it is quite scary to think, but it's not really that long ago.
Not at all.
And also another funny story, back at the time, I remember the marketing director at JD Sports, it took us about a year to convince them to do e-commerce. So we built a website, which was new for them. But we said, you really need to be looking to sell online. And I remember, I wish I'd recorded his words. No one will ever buy trainers off the internet. Literally his words. He said, people will buy books, because Amazon had launched Amazon and the bookstore, if you like. Back then was a bookstore. People will buy books, but no one's going to buy trainers. Everyone wants to touch and feel them. And now I reckon online e-commerce is probably certainly heading towards 50% of their revenue now, I thought. So yeah, it's funny
amazing
how these things go, but he was absolutely adamant no one was ever going to buy a pair of trainers off the internet. I would
love to stand here and talk to you all day, to be honest, because I imagine there's a ton more stories where they came from, but we're pretty much out of time. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure to chat today, and enjoy the rest of your day.
It's brilliant. Thanks very much for having me. Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.